Hey guys, we're back with Three Girls, One Mic. I'm Amanda.
I'm Camilla.
I'm Angela, and thanks for tuning in.
Sorry about last week. We were having some technical difficulties as far as recording and our sound, but we fixed all our issues, and we're back for good.
And today, we're going to be talking about toys. So we went to the sex shop. I've been sex shop before, but I've never bought anything. I mean, I bought like lingerie. I never buy any toys. Was your first time at a sex shop?
Yes, and I felt like a little kid at a candy store. Everything was so fascinating and new.
What about you? Was your first time?
Yeah, it was my first time too. So everything is just like new and,
like Amanda said, fascinating. You see things that you never even heard of before.
Giggling like a 5-year-old.
I know.
But yeah, we made it through.
A little annoying. Yeah. But we have fun, and we've had some interesting experiences with our new toys.
Yes.
So who wants to go first and describe?
I think Amanda should go first.
So, yes, please.
Okay. So, at my sex toy visit, I bought the iSex USB Slim Bullet.
So try to explain to them, what does it look like?
It's a small round vibrator that's connected to a USB plug.
It kind of looks like a tampon.
Yeah.
It's the size of a tampon.
It's very sleek.
And it's white. The one I got is white. It looks cute and it looks interesting. I thought it was like technology adapted into vibrators. It's like the back says, give plug and play a whole new meaning with this incredible collection of portable USB powered pleasure devices. Say a whole bunch of things, and I thought that it was different. I thought that
it kind of pushed you to buy that one.
Yeah, because
well, it seemed really interesting.
It seemed
yes,
like
I have used the bullet that it's something similar. But it's a little bit more round, like not an egg shape, but it's a little bit more round, and it's silver, and it has a wire, and it has a little remote. So that's why I told you to get that one, because we thought it could be used through like FaceTime. It tells
that's
you, right?
That's exactly what I thought. I thought you plug it in, a program pops up that your boyfriend can control. It's like it's good for college students. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, so I could be on my laptop and my boyfriend could be on his controlling my, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we thought. Yeah.
But, silly. So
it was a nice thought.
Maybe it's a good invention.
Yeah, maybe we should patent that.
We should.
Patent.
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay.
But it's not. I can say, so I could talk about good things first. The good thing that I would say about this is that you don't need batteries. So you don't have to steal the batteries at your remote control. You don't have to worry if you're somewhere and your batteries run out. As long as you have an outlet or a USB plug, you're good to go. But besides that, I don't have much good things to say because, again, who wants to be plugged up to a wall every time they're playing to themselves? Like, you have to be like, I mean, the cord is pretty long, but
I think the whole idea of connected to an electronic device kind of dangerous because it is cheap compared to the other ones,
yes,
right?
One
the bullet was like
$50.
This one was $19. But don't you see like all the cheap electronic stuff
blow
connect,
up?
Blow up?
Yeah, could you imagine? Scary. You're over there. You're
but
just
batteries
help
blow it. Up too.
I don't. But not as. You know,
that wasn't I didn't think of that, but
plug it on so they can't hear how loud this
oh,
is.
Oh, yes, genius.
That is number two. Reason number two why this I'm a first time user, so maybe for people who are more experienced with vibrators, like it a little bit more rough. I don't know, but I'm too sensitive for this shit right here. Let me try to plug this up to see if you guys can hear it. Can you hear this? It sounds crazy. It feels like when I touch it with my fingers, I can't even hold it for too long because it's like,
yeah, it's uncomfortable to touch.
They put it through their clothes and they can't even take it through their clothes.
Yes, and I would say if you ever hold on to like a machine to give like a haircut, a buzzer machine,
it feels like.
That's it. No, it feels stronger than that. like, the vibration really, like, bothers your hand. It's a lot.
And I guess, like, okay, like, Camilla gave me the idea that... That's it on the floor. It's jumping like crazy.
Like, okay.
Let's turn it off.
Okay.
But, so, Camilla gave me the idea that if maybe, like, it's inside of you, because if you clench your hands around it, it kind of softens up a little bit, doesn't feel as bad. But I didn't try to put it inside of me. I just tried.
You were too scared.
I was too scared to put... Well, it would have probably been better to put it inside of me than on my clit, because my clit hurt.
He was not comfortable.
I was using this with my boyfriend, because the whole idea was I wanted to buy something that me and... That you can use in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to use by yourself. But this wasn't a really good choice for that. I thought.
What was his thoughts on that? Because if you never had a toy, of course, you guys never played with anything
before. Yeah, so that's a whole topic. Like, introducing a toy in the bedroom. I'm a funny person, so I introduced it as a joke. I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? And he was, like, shocked. He was like, what the hell? He said, I'm not using that. And I'm like, no. Like, just laughing. Like, oh, it's funny. And later, it turned into a joke because it felt like torture. So he was like, thought it was the funniest thing in the world to hurt me. I don't know. But the reason that I bought it was because I thought it was something that, like, he could control on his phone.
Yeah.
Because I thought that would have been...
On FaceTime. That was what we thought was the coolest idea about was being able... But it doesn't work like that.
So, I don't know. Because I read reviews online and they said that this wasn't powerful. But this was too powerful for me. So, I think as a first toy, this USB Slim Bullet is definitely...
No.
Not the one. And another thing that I could say is that... because I never used a toy before, I would recommend you using a toy by yourself first and then introducing it into the bedroom. Because it's really awkward for you to do it yourself anyways.
It's two first times. So, like, too many first times
your
together.
Your first time with somebody. So, just, no, do play with yourself first and get something soft that you can change the vibrations. You can pick the speed because... This is like...
That was too powerful.
Yeah. 0 to 100 real quick. All right. So that's my story. I think... Angela.
Okay.
Angela got a nice one.
Yeah. Hers was really
cute. I love that about it. I think that's my favorite thing about it. It just looks so cute and it's small.
What does it look like if you could describe? It looks like a lipstick? But it has a different shape.
But like,
it's a smaller than a lipstick,
it's
right?
It's like curvy, right?
It's really like cute. A curvy bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's white.
But yours, it's for the clit. Amanda's is the bullet. I guess it's for inside by the shape because yours kind of has a curve, right?
Yeah, it does have a curve at the top. Yeah.
Okay. What was yours called?
OVOW1, and it's white. It's supposed to be... Like, really quiet. I think that is something that they lied about.
It's not quiet?
No. It's not. It says whisper quiet. I don't think it's loud.
Well, depending on the person whispering.
But like, it's definitely not whisper quiet. It's a little loud. And I don't like that you can't change it up. Like, it's just one steady, like, right? It's not strong like Amanda's. You can use it.
Yeah,
it works.
But it's just one.
But it's just one steady thing, and you can't switch it up. You can't put, like, bring it up or down like the other ones that we saw at the store. I think those would have been better. But, overall, it gets the job done, but I personally didn't like it too much. Like, I didn't like the vibrating. Maybe it's just not for me.
It's just new.
Yeah. It's like, new.
Yeah.
That's
you don't
maybe
know how you feel yet.
Yeah. A couple
it's
more
also,
tries. We could talk about it again.
They did it. I think it was like a... Remember, it was a higher name brand one at this store. And this one was kind of like competing with them.
Yeah,
it's like
it looked the same a little bit.
So it's the one that they, I don't know. They have it at the mall in that store where they have all the nice electronics.
Yeah, I don't know. And that one was better too because that's one of the ones that you can change
But it's also 3 times more the price.
Yeah.
I think it was like $60
absolutely.
For the smallest
one. Yeah,
and
mine was like 25, I think. 30 at the most. No more than that.
Well, mine was just a simple dildo. Thank God. It did not do any vibration. It was just like a slick. It didn't look like a dick. It was slick, and the point, the end of it will go up. I think it was called like a G-spot finder. I don't know the name of the brand. I know it was a cheaper version of whatever too. And I kind of freaked me out a little bit that it was curved. I was scared of like it was gonna hurt me. It felt like a plain stick going in and out of your vagina. It wasn't like that, yeah. You know? It got the job done.
Yeah. And it was really thin,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was like...
It was pretty skinny.
It was, I would say, like, as thin as maybe, like, a handle of a brush. Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
So I guess if, like...
It was all right. But I know I've talked to my husband before about, like, toys and stuff like that. I've never tried anything, but I don't think he would be, like, okay with, like, a dildo or something. I think guys will be more open with, like, something with the clit. I think guys will have a problem if it's, like, something that...
is doing their job.
Yeah, it's like a second
dick. Maybe they'll be like, well, is this not good enough?
I had a boyfriend that had the flashlight, and he was really into toys. He had the bullet. He also had a dildo, but I did not let him use on me because I think he was his ex, and this is just weird. The bullet he bought, it was new. And with the bullet came the flashlight. The flashlight, it looks like a flashlight. And then when you screw the top where, like, the light bulb would be, it's a vagina. And it's like a silicone vagina.
That he uses for him.
Yeah. So instead of masturbating, you just stick your dick in that. Oh. And you put, like, the lube, and inside of it, it's, like, it's all wavy. And... I would look at that, like, if it turns him on and stuff, I'll just be like, okay, whatever, but it's like, why? Like, I have hands.
He used to use it in bed with you?
Yeah, before, like, you know, warming up, before we had sex, and I felt like, kind of like, why don't you just use your hand? Why do you have, like, a vagina looking? It's just, so, for me, it was weird, no judging, like, nobody that, like, for me, it was weird, maybe because it was the only and first time. But I think that's why guys are kind of like, I don't know about dildos, because they might feel like it's taking my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But dildo is also like a lot smaller, so like to pregame, I think is good because it's like it's easier to come in, it like warms you up, you know, you get in the mood. I don't know. I haven't tried to do it together. Maybe I'll talk to him. We did try the texturized condoms.
Oh, how was that? Like that?
It was great for me. Being married, you don't get to wear condoms. So it was kind of hard to convince him. He tried to be like, I don't know how to put it on anymore. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever. So it felt better because it's a little bit lube, but not a lot to the point that it's like fake. I felt the texture is like normal dick, doesn't have any little waves, you know. For him, he said it was terrible. So, I liked it.
Yeah, guys always complain about condoms.
I know. So. Maybe we try the hot and cold next time. He will feel something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I would like that. It's too many sensations going on at the same time. Yeah, hot and you're cold.
Yeah. I had the hot and cold lubes before, and I did not like the cold one. Mm-hmm. The cold one was kind of... it would burn.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, the warm one, it was good.
Yeah.
I used the whole thing, but the cold one, it made it hurt. Like, because I think cold makes you tight.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about my, one day, my boyfriend had, I forgot what it was, if he washed his mouth with Listerine, or he had mint in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
And he went down, and I pulled him off me the second he, like,
touched
me.
That's so weird.
It was so cold, and it stayed cold for so, so long, and it just hurt really bad.
Oh, like freeze away the medicine to take out, like,
because I heard that, like, if you have a minty gum in your mouth or, like, a mint, and you give a blowjob, it feels good for them.
Yeah. But it's also a whole different type of skin.
That's very true. No, ours is inside.
Yeah, I don't think dicks are as sensitive as a vagina.
Yeah. I think the skin is thicker. For sure.
Yeah.
Not, like, inside of you.
If I ever see something interesting, I'll buy it again. I'll let you guys know. I'll keep on trying.
Yeah, I definitely want to go back. And, actually, I really, really want to get it's like a little bullet, but it's bigger, that you have for yourself. and it comes with a remote control that's not attached to it. So your
it's wireless bullet.
Yes. So your man could hold on to the remote control. And I just think it would be, because I like having sex in public, like places that I'm not supposed to be having sex in. So I thought it would be funny to, like, not funny, but like adventurous and frisky to, like, be at a restaurant and have that
at the dinner table,
like, doing things like where it's not supposed to be done. I'm just like that. That
like
rush.
Being taboo.
Yeah. So, yes. I definitely want to try that. And
yeah, I like being like a little choke, a little rough. So I'm definitely We saw cool stuffs like to tie you up.
Cool, like handcuff kind of.
Yeah,
things, but
they're not
really.
Handcuffs.
They're
not handcuffs. You know TRX, the workout kind of rope things?
Or, like, you know what they reminded me of? The things that you put in your hair to roll it up for curls.
Oh, yeah. It does it, too.
You, like, bend it. Mm-hmm. It's like that, but, like, longer.
So you can use it, like, to tie your legs or your arms. And they have cool stuff that you can attach to, like, the door.
They have swings.
Swings. I mean, swings, I live in an apartment. I don't think they will allow me to install a swing. But they have the one that you can connect to the door. So this kind of stuff I'll definitely buy because, to try it on because it's something that I'm into. There's anything else that you saw there that you think you will go back to get it?
There were other cool things that aren't even, like, toys, but, like, just, like, their oils and different mm-hmm. things, like, you know, that taste good to bring in, you know, for, like, foreplay and stuff. That's always very important.
Oh, didn't you say something about the edible candle, but we didn't see it there?
Oh, yeah. That would be really cool to try, an edible. They have candles where, like, the wax is edible.
I guess if you, like...
If you, like...
Melting the hot...
Pouring wax
on
yourself.
It might be actually kind of, like, different and, something.
I've never done that before,
me
so.
Neither.
Yeah,
it's hot, but I mean, I guess.
It sounds a little scary.
I like playing with candles, like, with my fingers.
Yeah, me too,
so
but I'm not
like
sure
it.
If I would, like, then again.
But I think that's the point of it, the rush of, like, when somebody's pouring on you, you get, like, kind of, I think that's what
it's
they
like,
rush.
It's like someone else doing it, so it's like.
But I mean, you like getting your hair pulled, so. You said that before, right?
No, you're not lying.
So, but. The whole pain and sex, it's like,
yeah.
It kind of gives you a little...
I've read somewhere, it's related, like, because you can, your brain, when it's going through sex, is something going on that we don't feel the exactly amount of pain that you would feel, like, if I pull your hair, not doing sex, but if I'm pulling your hair.
Yeah, it makes your pain threshold higher, so you can take more pain mm-hmm. than you usually can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is something, like... The weirdest thing in your opinion. Again, we're not judging nobody. We're just giving our opinion, okay? We are sex shop virgins before that. What's the weirdest thing in your opinion that you see there?
I saw was this anal
dildo.
My, it's the same one.
And it was like, I get it. You know, like,
starter kit.
No, the starter kit wasn't even that bad. They had little small ones, and I guess you graduate.
That was the letting them know it's for anal, and it's a little kit for who is like never done anal and wants to try. It comes with little dildos, and it goes
supposed
up.
To help you so that it's not all just
at
coming
once.
In all
yes,
at once.
It stretches your. Anus.
Because I guess if you're interested...
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to laugh.
No. It's like, okay, because I was curious about anal before, and it just wasn't something that I like. I don't like inside. Maybe play with it a little bit, but don't go inside. Because it makes it more fun. Like, you do have a lot of nerve endings there, so it does feel good. But I saw this dildo, this anal dildo, and...
Once again,
it was
not
like,
judging.
I'm not judging.
Anyone.
It's just that I've never been in a sex shop before. I've saw porn, but not porn with things like this. Like,
let's describe for them.
Yes.
This thing was enormous.
It was three balls. Like, literally the size
they were
of...
They were stacked vertical, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were balls. And I would think the first ball was the size of... When you know when you go to get your hand read and they have the crystal ball?
Oh, that was the bottom
that
one.
That was the
right?
bottom
the
one.
The bottom
yes.
one was like a crystal ball, huge. And then it got a little bit smaller and a little, but they were still
the smaller
really
one
big.
Would still be like a tennis ball, right?
Bigger than a tennis ball.
The one with three was like, it was way, the sizes really didn't change that much, but it did get smaller at the top. And it's just something that, like, when I saw it, I'm like, people could use that, like, that could go inside somebody.
I know.
But
and then we try to Google to find the name of my dildo because I threw the box away and I was just trying to see if I could find the name for you guys. And some pictures came out and we were like, yep, somebody can't fit that.
Yeah, people do can mm-hmm. fit that.
I'm not sure how they poop afterwards. They might just wear diapers, but they do use it.
No, I'm not sure how they stop pooping afterwards.
Exactly. Yes.
But it's not, we're not judging again. It's just very new to us. And we're trying to be as honest and open as we can about our experience. Mm-hmm. Because I think that there's a lot of people who are scared to go to sex shops. And embarrassed, and you know what I mean? You don't want to go by yourself. I don't know. And the first time you go to one and you see things like that, it's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I think if you want to bring toys into your relationship, it would be a good way because you can see, let's go to a sex shop and you go with your partner and you can see their reaction to stuff. Because if you buy something and then you feel they're uncomfortable, you're just never going to try again. But if you go with them, you can see
what they're open to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And buying together might be easier.
That's very smart.
It might be better and it might make things like the progression into going into the bedroom easier and funner.
Yeah. Because you could do it, like I said, like, I brought the toy in as a joke. You know what I mean? Try to be funny about it. Like, even if you're serious because you don't know how the other person feels, like, go to a sex shop just for fun. Yeah. And then that could turn into serious and you guys could actually really like toys. There's a lot of people, guys and girls, who like playing with toys. So,
yes.
It's all natural. I just feel like the one thing is don't judge your partner if they come to you and want to use toys. Don't feel like, don't be scared to get judged either. Mm-hmm. It's natural. It definitely is natural. Like, when you walk into the sex shop, I thought that the guy was going to be creepy and, like, everything was going to be weird. And no, he was mad cool. Yeah. Like, it was a very natural
experience.
It
looks like a regular store, but with, like, different stuff.
Yeah, just things that you don't see walking through your grocery store.
Yeah. I think for me, the weirdest stuff was, like, the really realistic looking dildos and vibrators. It's they have realistic ones but like huge
with, like they're zany, they're a little ugly.
Yes.
they're really, like big, like
really big, and yeah, I just don't, for me, I get, because I don't understand like how being that big can even be comfortable. But then I don't know, maybe after I did heard from a friend that it loses a lot of vibrators, and she said that one bad thing about the vibrator is that she figured out like eventually in bed it was harder for her to have an orgasm without it because the vibration is just so hard, like so strong that like a real dick cannot do all that, you know? So she kind of got addicted to it. And
that's a downside, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you saw, Angela?
No, I was with you.
I think that got all of us. Like, yeah. Let's take
I think
a minute.
Especially because I'm the type of person where I have never tried it and I'm not open to trying it. That to me, it's just like, oh, hell no. Like, that's another reason why I will never
I think
try
it's
it.
Because we're not, like, into anal, so we don't get it. Because I've tried once.
It hurt.
It went inside, like, not even a quarter of it. And it was so much in pain, I crawled into a ball and I cried. And I'm like, get away from me. I'm never trying this again. And then if any boyfriend or whatever from then on who say let's try, I'll say sure, you stick something in your butthole first and then if you like
it. Did you ever see the episode of the Kardashians?
Yes.
That's exactly what I would do.
It's not for me. I do have friends that they say I can't even come if they don't stick it in my butt. I don't know. It's preference, I guess.
Yeah, I had somebody go all the way in before, and when I tell you, it hurt. Like, I jumped up so quick.
Like a cat.
Exactly, like a cat. And I'm the type of person who likes, you know, like, the stimulation down there. But not at inside. It's just something that I guess you have to start small. But yes. I don't know. People say it feels good after a while, but I never gave it the chance.
The chance
to happen.
Yeah. My husband is not crazy about it either. He's a little germophobic, so I think he's fear of something coming out of there. It's bigger than the wish to, like, go in there. He said he did it before, and then it is good. And I asked him, why is it so good? And he said, like, it's super tight, but I can just hold your dick super tight, too. So I don't get the point. Yeah. But so that's why I don't try it. I guess I'm married. I'm never going to try. And I'm fine with it. I have a lot of other stuff that I can try. It was a fun trip.
It was a really fun trip.
Yes. Yeah, we need to go again.
We should go to a better one. Like, a bigger store.
Yeah, our local store is really small. Yes. And, like, I would feel more comfortable going to a shop, too, that had females working in it. Mm-hmm. Because you can ask, and you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't going to ask.
Didn't I ask him about the condom? Because I wasn't sure if that was
the condom. Oh, yeah, the condom. One. But I'm not going to ask him about dildos, you know? Like.
And then I'm like, do you know how this feels?
Okay, so we're running out of time.
As usual, because we talk away
so much. And we go into other topics.
Off topic.
I wanted to mention about the our second episode and our third episode. The quality kept getting worse. That's why we had to skip last week and trying to figure out how to make sound better. We are applying for iTunes, guys. So
stay tuned.
Yes, that's exciting.
Yes, it really is. Yes. And our blog is coming along. It should be up by next week.
And if you haven't followed us yet, follow us on Twitter at 3Girls1Podcast.
Yes.
And we always post on there when we have new episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can check us out on SoundCloud, 3Girls1Mike.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Sugar so sweet, can I get a taste? Strawberry whipped cream on my cake. Don't I put a smile on your pretty face? With my sticky face, heading downtown to my favorite place. Got an appetite for your candy, and I'ma put a smile on your pretty face. With my sticky face.